big argument. Oh, Bill's kidding George. He says he's scared to ask a girl to the winter party. You scared to make a date, George?
I never asked a girl to anything.
Maybe you haven't, but you'll be wanting to someday. Look at it this way. Remember the first time you ever dived? Remember how you just knew you couldn't make that first plunge? But you did. After that, it was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was all right as far as diving goes.
But gosh, dating's different.
Sure, but you'll want to date someday, George. It's easier here where you know everyone so well. Later on, it may be harder. Like taking your first plunge from the high dive.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Here's John Whitehead.
Hot air balloon manufacturer Ron DiGiovanni knows all about blowing hot air. So when used car insurer Penn Warranty refused to honor a claim for service on Ron's used truck, Ron created an online gripe site to voice his displeasure with the company. He had even more to gripe about after the car insurer sued him for libel. But Ron insisted that he had a First Amendment right to voice his personal opinions. And a New York Supreme Court judge agreed that Ron DiGiovanni's expressions of consumer dissatisfaction constitute protected speech because they reflect his personal opinion. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to voice your personal opinions, whether it's out loud or online on a gripe site, is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
If you go into the city late at night, it's dangerous. If you go into the city late at night, it's dangerous.
You've made a big mistake. You've made a big mistake. You've made a big mistake. You've
You've made a big mistake. 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 If you go into the city late at night, it's dangerous. If you go into the city late at night, it's dangerous.
Maybe you got all day to pound your meat, okay? Some of us don't.
Who has not lived even a single lifetime, you are a wise man.
We'll be right back. You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is electronica and dance, going deeply into that one genre of music. We began the set that you heard with The Orb, and that was a song that they originally called Lovin' You, after and including Minnie Riperton's vocals from her hit song of that same name. But that was an unauthorized method that they used to produce the song. They didn't give money to Minnie Riperton's estate or her management, and they came after them. And thus, the song was re-recorded without Minnie Riperton, rest in peace, and retitled A Huge Ever-Growing Pulsating Brain That Rules from the Center of the Ultra World. Then we heard from Jihan and Kameen with Just You and I, the Fauna Flesh remix from their Refreaked album. A couple of public service messages. One about fighting global warming from fightglobalwarming.com. And then another one called Grumpy Griping from the Rutherford Institute and John Whitehead. Yes, it's illegal to go on the web and complain when a company does you wrong. Then we heard from a band, a project with one guy on keyboards and composing the songs, and his two Korean female associates. The project was called Kimchi, and the name of that song was City at Night. And then we heard once again from our featured artists of the sound collage, Orbital, the English electronic dance duo, who were most active from 1989 to 2004, although they did regroup after that before finally breaking up. That was Choice, the Crucifix vocal U.S. hardcore punk version. And then we concluded the set with a song going out to Chuck You and Diane from the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd, Volume 1. There's two of them, and they're both great. That was Alexandra Nicole and Tina Electric with their very cool cover version of Run Like Hell. So in the next set, I've also got something going out to you, Chuck You. It's a, and actually coming from him as well, some samples from a news report he did on an anti-war rally number of years ago. My Scanty Sandwich remix version of this one, which is really the Knack's My Sharona. And we're also going to be hearing another sound collage, single song sound collage that I'm pretty proud of. And if you're a longtime listener, you've heard it before. You heard it in February during our Black History Month. I'm talking about Vangelis's La Infant with one of the finest pieces of American oratory ever, in my opinion. An excerpt from a Martin Luther King Jr. speech where he describes an attempt by a black demented woman, Isola Curry. She tried to kill him in 1958 at a book signing. He very nearly missed being killed then, although 10 years later in 1968, the assassin truly hit his mark. But, you know, just if you listen closely to the structure, the depth of his voice in this, where he's talking about after he was in the hospital and he just missed dying, if the blade would have been just a little bit closer, it would have severed his artery and then he would have died. But as he said, he got mail and telegrams from all over the world, and he read a few, but there was just one that he would never forget. He got a message from the president and the vice president, but he forgot what those telegrams said. And he got a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but he forgot what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a white girl from White Plains High School. And he'd never forget what it said. And I'll leave the sound collage remix of Vangelis's L'Enfant and Martin Luther King to tell you the rest of the story. But first, we're going to start off with a song by David Bowie. And he named it and dedicated it to the seminal German electronic band's co-founder, the Kraftwerk being that band, but the co-founder Florian Schneider, who he considered a huge influence on his own, David Bowie's own music. And it all starts right now here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Yes, this is V2 Schneider by David Bowie. Thank you.
more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade, was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
I'm have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
This one's from the Manda, and this one's from the Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and this one's from the Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and this one's from the Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and this one's from the Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and this one's from the Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and Daddy, and this one's from the Manda, and this one's from the Daddy.
It's never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
Can't you get my own drive? every street from Dudley Common, everywhere we go. Because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
About to
listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. No mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Our theme this evening has been electronica and dance. We began that last set with a song by David Bowie that he composed and dedicated to the German electronic co-founder of Kraftwerk, one of the most seminal electronic bands in music history. Yes, the co-founder Florian Schneider, who was a huge influence on David Bowie. That was V2 Schneider, a bonus track from Bowie's Heroes album. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi, Martin Luther King Jr., I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix of Vangelis's La Infant. One of the most outstanding examples of American oratory. We followed that with Sasha's remix of the Chemical Brothers' Out of Control, which I found on an album called Plastic Compilation Volume 4. And then we followed that with my Plastic Sushi War remix of Scanty Sandwich's This One, which included extensive clips from a news report by Chuck Yu on an anti-war protest during the George W. Bush regime. And we finished up the music in that set with Bjork, Big Time Sensuality, the Fluke mini mix version of that. And right now, well, this is not electronica in dance genre music, but as far as our bed music, my ambiance, it does match the criteria. This is the Charlie Hayden Quartet West and a song called Dance of the Infidels. So Savoir Faire is not coming in tonight. No, you aren't going to get your freeform mix of 1980s hits and not so much hits, but titillating 80s chakra and exhalation music. We are supposed to have another DJ, Kate, who's coming in. And here Kate is. So excellent. We're going to be able to have her going. But I did want to say, if you're annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport, well, you can go to logannoise.org. Yes, logannoise.org, and learn how to complain. This has been a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group. Yeah, you know, join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.